I mentioned to you earlier in the program there was today to be an announcement at midday about an extraordinary coup for a Newcastle company, the Greater Building Society. They've managed to secure one of the great comics ever, Jerry Seinfeld, to do their ads. Now, I got a call from Ben Fordham from A Current Affair, tipped me off about this last night. Now, Seinfeld has only ever done two ad campaigns in his life, one for Microsoft and one for American Express. I'll talk to Don McGinn in a moment, the CEO of the Greater Building Society based in Newcastle. How did they ever secure Jerry Seinfeld? It's an extraordinary coup. I'll play the ad for you. Here it is.
When it comes to your money, you don't want great. You want greater. It's like maximum. When I go to a drugstore to get pain medication, I want maximum strength. Figure out what will kill me, and then back it off a little bit. Where are you from?
Here.
Well, it's nice to have you back.
The Greater Building Society has one of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the world. If you want to know why, speak to an expert. Ask a greater customer.
Anybody here from Wagga Wagga? Don't miss me next week. I'll be in front of the laundromat.
How fun is that? What a coup. Don McGinn's on the line. Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well done.
Yeah, we've done it. It's a real coup. We're very, very excited about it.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it? So who said to you, and as the CEO, when they said it, I bet you went, hang on a minute, let's go and hire Jerry Seinfeld.
Look, we've been looking at some way to enable us to differentiate ourselves from our competition. Having someone with a high profile like Jerry Seinfeld obviously does that. We thought we'd start at the top and work our way down, and to our surprise, Jerry actually agreed to do our marketing for us.
When he said yes, did you take a big gulp, Don, and go, now I've got to pay for it?
We've been able to structure a deal that we think is a very, very good investment for us for our future.
The Newcastle Herald, naughty of them today, broke your embargo. Are they reporting that you're paying him $10 million?
Unfortunately, they have reported that, but I believe they will be printing a retraction tomorrow. Look, that figure is, I think, based on what allegedly Microsoft paid to secure Jerry's services for their campaign.
Yep.
We're paying nowhere near that amount of money. We're a regionally based building society. We don't have the same global profile that Microsoft has got, so obviously, we were able to negotiate a fee that was much, much less than the $10 million that they allegedly paid.
Why do you think he said yes?
I think the concept really appealed to him. We put a proposal to him that I think appealed to his sense of values, the same sort of values the Greater Building Society has. The fact that we're both looking at everyday situations, this is an extension of our customer testimonial campaigns, and at the end of it all, I think the creative concept appealed to him and he saw it was a little bit of fun.
So as I understand it, the first series Seinfeld sets up a stage outside one of your branches and entertains people going by with observational comedy. That's a clever concept.
That's effectively, and again, that's allowing Jerry Seinfeld to be himself, and that's, I think, part of what really appealed to him in the concept that we put forward to him. I was lucky enough to meet with Jerry in New York when we first started to put this proposal forward to him, and he's a very down-to-earth, likeable sort of character, and he just, I think, warmed to what we were trying to achieve.
Luke Grant from 2HD is very upset you didn't approach him.
Well, we had a local superstar in a person called John Church here too, so we just thought that we would move a little bit beyond that.
And a lot of our audience on school holidays from next week will probably be able to see it, won't they? Because I think you put the first one to air Sunday night.
We've got a series of commercials that go to air Sunday night, yes, so... And that campaign will launch with two 60-second commercials on all the regional television networks, and we'll extend that through the first five commercials that we've got ready to put to air.
Congratulations. It's a great coup. Well done for thinking outside the square. That's what people in New South Wales are good at doing. Well done, Don.
Thank you very much, Steve. And again, it's an opportunity for us in times when even the government is talking about whether they need to have a bank to compete with the majors. We think we might be able to make up some of that gap.
Good on you. Thanks, Don.
Thanks,
Don McGinn there, CEO of the Greater Building Society. Here's the Seinfeld ad again.
When it comes to your money, you don't want great. You want greater. It's like maximum. When I go to a drugstore to get pain medication, I want maximum strength. Figure out what will kill me, and then back it off a little bit. Where are you from?
Here.
Well, it's nice to have you back.
The Greater Building Society has one of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the world. If you want to know why, speak to an expert. Ask a greater customer.
Anybody here from Wagga Wagga? Don't miss me next week. I'll be in front of the laundromat.
Very funny. Good on the Building Society for doing that, the Greater Building Society. Let's go to Canberra. Latika Burke's